past 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: Millers Association renegotiates maize export prices amid regional market slump. Kampyongo criticizes UPND over planned disciplinary action against MPs who voted against Bill 7. At least 55 Ghanaians killed in Russia-Ukraine war, minister says.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilalan. The Millers Association of Zambia says it is working on renegotiating maize export prices with some countries following concerns over low prices on the international market. This comes amid continued reports of reduced maize prices on the regional market, a situation that has negatively affected the competitiveness of the Zambian millers. Association Chairperson Andrew Chintala explains that the move is aimed at enabling millers to sell millimeal at more competitive prices while safeguarding the sustainability of their operations. Mr. Chintala says millers have since engaged the Democratic Republic of Congo and other regional markets in negotiations to review existing pricing structures. He adds that securing better export prices will not only support local millers, but will also help Zambia in more foreign exchange, thereby contributing to broader economic stability.
You know, the prices at Kasumba Les are now ranging between $12 to $13. So if we were to convey that, the price is actually quite low as compared to what we are selling for the domestic market. So there's been a slow uptake of our medieval due to the pricing issue with the DRC, and we are trying to find a way of renegotiating the price structure with the DRC just to see if that can give us a boost in terms of improving our trade between the two countries. So we are grateful to government that the borders have remained open, but we are only really struggling because of the low prices obtaining on at Kasumba Lesa.
Former Copperbelt University Vice Chancellor Nairson Ngoma has warned political players against allegedly paying students to influence their voting decisions, describing the practice as dangerous to democracy. Professor Ngoma says there is nothing wrong with students participating in political activities, adding that youth involvement in national affairs is both necessary and desirable. He says young people have a responsibility to take interest in the governance and development of their country, noting that political participation is part of that process. Professor Ngoma charges that the problem begins when the students are allegedly paid money to swear their political allegiance. He says paying students to influence how they vote is equivalent to selling one's conscience, stating that there is something smelly about such conduct. Professor Ngoma says while youths have historically played a key role in Zambia's political struggles, financial incentives undermine genuine democratic participation. Swangando Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongom has expressed concern over the move by the United Party for National Development, UPND, to punish its members of parliament who did not vote for Bill 7. Mr. Kampiongo questioned why members of parliament who are protected by the House when carrying out their legislative duties should face disciplinary action from their political parties for exercising their rights, raising a point of order which was overruled by First Deputy Speaker Malungo Chisangano. Mr. Kampiongo wondered whether the ruling UPND was in order to continue allegedly harassing members of parliament over their decision not to vote for the bill.
We have received concerns that the UPND has started punishing and arresting some members of parliament who are suspected to have voted against the Bill 7. When, Madam Speaker, this House up to now
order
has not been availed with the votes and proceedings record pertaining to the business that was transacted when the bill was going for the second and third reading in this August House, which is against the procedure, because that record is supposed to be availed to all of us within 24 hours after a sitting.
Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Meanders described the UPND's decision as unfair and unfortunate. Mr. Meanders says although members of parliament may be sponsored by their political parties, they still have the constitutional right to vote and express their democratic position on bills in line with the interests of their electorate.
As for the authority to actually think of disciplining such, I think it's not fair. Let there be that kind of balance where, you know, there's some fairness, there's some kind of understanding, and they let other people's views be respected. So in this case, the decision that some members of parliament, those that belong to the ruling, took by not voting for Bill 7 should not actually subject them to any kind of disciplinary action. Should not. It's not fair. The governance system does not have a plan for that. So let's see how this can be handled. And at the end of the day, if we are to say there to be discipline, then it means that there will be some kind of division. There will be some kind of misunderstanding.
Meanwhile, the Zambia and Tanzania have signed an implementation agreement to boost food production and security through agriculture and business cooperation. The agreement signed in Arusha, Tanzania, aims to enhance defense industry collaboration between the two countries. Zambia National Service and its Tanzania counterparts will exchange visits, share best practices, and work together in agriculture and business. Acting Minister of Defense Jack Mwimbu emphasized the need for full implementation of agreements made during a joint permanent commission. Zambia Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni, who chaired the Defense Committee during the joint permanent commission, signed on behalf of Zambia, while the Chief of the National Service in Tanzania, Major General Rahab Mabele, signed on behalf of the neighboring country. Speaking at the close of the commission, Mr. Mwimbu, is also Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, says President Hakainde Hichilema's Tanzanian counterpart, President Samia Suluhu Hassan, wants tangible progress from the meeting.
In the panel, all right, the deliberations over the past 2 days is the call for enhanced collaboration, collective action, strengthened cooperation, and sustained political will in effectively addressing common challenges. Let us take particular note of the recommendations and proposed measures emanating from this meeting, including intensifying information sharing, reinforced institutional progress, building national capacities, and address the underlying conditions that facilitate transnational criminal
activity. And Tanzania's Minister of Defense, Dr. Rimo Nyansaho, wished Zambia peace and prosperity before, during, and after the August 13th, 2026 general election.
I
I also take this opportunity to congratulate His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema, President of United, President of Republic of Zambia, for his visionary leadership and the commitment to advancing our bilateral cooperation. I also wish to express my sincere appreciation to all participants for their dedication.